Hello and welcome to the Blockchain Talks with Israel, your favorite blockchain podcaster. My name is Israel Okereke, and in today's podcast, we are diving into the latest clash between the Ethereum ecosystem and the US Security and Exchange Commission. What's really happening between Ethereum and SEC, or what's happening between cryptocurrency and the US SEC? Don't go anywhere as we bring you the podcast in details. But before I go ahead on today's episode, I want to give a shout out to the sponsors of this podcast, the Platon Network. The Platon Network is an open financial infrastructure with privacy-preserving computation as its technical feature. Initiated in 2018 and promoted by the LatexX Foundation, Platon aims to become a major blockchain platform in the era of Web3. Do well to follow Platon on their social handle as seen on the description of this podcast. Join the community and stay updated with the latest ecosystem development. So back to our podcast on Ethereum versus the SEC, the battle for crypto clarity. ConsenSys, one of Ethereum's staunchest supporters and a key player in its development, is taking the SEC head-on in a legal battle that could have far-reaching implications for the entire crypto industry. But what exactly is at stake here? Let's break it down. First off, let's address the elephant in the room. The SEC's attempt to classify Ethereum as a security. This move has sent shockwaves through the crypto community, with ConsenSys leading the charge against what they see as regulatory overreach. In their lawsuit filed in a Texas court, ConsenSys argues that Ethereum doesn't fit the criteria of a security and that the SEC is overstepping its bounds by trying to regulate it as such. This is a bold move, but one that reflects the growing trend of crypto companies standing up to regulatory pressure. What's particularly interesting about this case is the potential implications it could have for the broader crypto industry. If ConsenSys succeeds in challenging the SEC authority, it could set a precedent for other companies to follow suit, paving the way for greater regulatory clarity in the space. Coinbase, Kraken, Uniswap, and even lobbying organizations like the Blockchain Association have all taken steps to push back against what they view as excessive regulation. And with ConsenSys now in the ring, the fight is only getting started. But why is this fight so important? Well, for starters, it's about protecting the future of innovation in the crypto space. Ethereum has become a breeding ground for decentralized applications and smart contracts, powering everything from decentralized finance to non-fungible tokens. If the SEC's heavy-handed approach stifles innovation in this space, it could have far-reaching consequences for the future of the internet itself. So what's next for Ethereum and Consensy? Well, the road ahead is uncertain. But one thing's for sure, this legal battle is far from over. As Consensy seeks to clarify its classification as a commodity and defend its decentralized nature, the entire crypto industry will be watching closely. In the end, this fight isn't just about Ethereum versus SEC. It's about the future of finance, technology, and freedom in the digital age. That's all for today's episode on the Blockchain Talks with Israel. Thank you for tuning in. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so as to stay updated with the latest crypto and blockchain development. Until I come your way next time, do have a lovely week ahead. Bye for now. Thank you.